Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or just seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about what we're going to address and talk about a question that was asked by a, wrote into us by a listener about, and we're just calling it psychological triage. But, you know, of course, triage is trying to figure out what deserves attention first, what we should treat first. And so the great question was, you know, when I'm having an issue at work, if I'm having issues at home, if I'm having issues in multiple areas, how do I know which to address first? That's a fantastic question, but also an incredibly difficult question to respond to.
That's right, because triage comes out of the emergency room, usually battlefield operations, where you decide, you have to make a very quick decision about where do you put your energy. There are too many casualties.
Right.
You can't possibly deal with all of them. So which ones can wait? It's what we do in emergency rooms. If you're not, if you don't come in bleeding or in heart attack mode, you're going to wait until we deal with the more severe crises first, and we get all that stabilized. Then we'll deal with your ear infection.
Ear infection
isn't going to kill you.
So the first layer of the triage is it life threatening? If it's life threatening, that gets first attention.
If you're popping blood out of a couple of arteries, you're going to be seen first. Because there's no time to wait. If you're in the middle of a heart attack, you're going to be seen quickly. In fact, many emergency rooms are setting up special units for the crisis management units. And the rest of us wait.
But psychological triage is a little bit different there's not, well, I guess we could talk about psychological arteries and things like that. But, you know, it's very, very different because, you know, what you're struggling with the most may not be the same thing. You know, if somebody else was experiencing the same thing, may not have as much psychological distress from it as you do. So, it's going to vary. There's going to be some variability between people. So,
but it's the same concept that what the listener was asking is how do I know which one to attend to first? Which is there one that's more important, and how do I make that decision?
So I think that there's a couple of things that we need to think about when we're considering how to triage, and just as in the sort of the medical field globally, you know, the first layer is, you know, is it life threatening? I think that you could do that in the psychological area as well. Certainly, you know, if there's something going on in your life that makes you feel that, you know, when you're doing it or when you're involved in it, you know, it's leading to self-harming thoughts, or if it's leading to suicidal ideation or something like that, that is absolutely something that's something you have to address first. You know, you got to get help for that immediately because. Just as with, you know, a mortal injury, you know, this is a psychological injury that's causing those kinds of thoughts that could lead to, other, you know, life-threatening problems. So the first layer is the same, you know, if it's life-threatening in that way, you know, address that first. Now, most of us don't experience issues to that,
To that
significance.
Extent.
And so now we're, this is where we really get into the gray, because what happens is that, you know, many times the issue that's causing a problem at work may be the same issue that's causing a problem at home or in a different setting or in a different area of your life, but just sort of look a little bit different. You know, if you're having a really difficult time at work and you're having a really difficult time at home, it may be that the real problem is communication. Well, you're communicating poorly at work, you're communicating poorly at home, and it's leading to problems in both places. But it's going to be hard for most people to figure that out on their own.
To sort it out. Because what that first step is what is the distress? And where does it occur? So that's the first question you're going to ask. Where, you've already asked the first question, is it life-threatening? Now you go to the second, if it's a no, then you go to the second question is, where, what is my distress? What's causing it? Well, you might know not, but what is the distress and where is it occurring?
Right.
And if it's occurring everywhere,
right,
then you know that there's a common problem that's somehow tying all these things together.
Yeah. So if it is happening everywhere, then yes, it could be an underlying issue that's affecting most other areas.
Right.
But if it's not, what you're hopefully learning at this stage of the triage is, okay, if the problem is more prevalent, if it's more prevalent at work and not as prevalent at home or somewhere else, okay, so now we can sort of narrow our focus.
That's right.
To work. Mm-hmm. We can look at, you would look at what's going on at work and continue to sort of tease it apart and say, okay,
that's right.
Is it more likely when this person's at work and when this person's not at work? Is it more likely when I'm doing this kind of work or that kind of work, or if this is happening or that's happening? And so the goal here is to tease it apart and see what's causing the issue.
That's right.
So we've gone from is it life-threatening to is there a location that is more prevalent? And if there's a location that's more prevalent, that's going to be the place that we're going to mm-hmm. Address first.
Right. That's right.
More so than other areas where, obviously, many of these steps so far should make perfect sense. Once you identify that place, again, you tease it apart and you try to narrow your focus a little bit more and see if you can find out what's actually causing some of the issues.
That's
and some
right.
of the problems.
Because if you've decided that it's a work problem,
right.
then the next question is it a person or is it a task?
Right.
Okay. So you narrow it down there. If you're a teacher, for example, if everything goes well until the assistant principal comes in the room, then you have a problem with the assistant principal.
Right.
If it's every time I teach reading, I become anxious and frustrated, then it's the task
right.
that's bothering you. So once you know what the stress is and where it's occurring, then you have to make that next decision. Is it a person or is it a task that's,
right.
that's the source of the problem?
Right. And so that's how you're going to... And then that's how you're going to address
right.
the problem. So
right.
as you keep whittling it down, mm-hmm. that's how you're going to find the problem.
Right.
Now, if you can't narrow it to a particular thing like mm-hmm. work or mm-hmm. or home, then you're starting to get into, again, this sort of gray area where the problem is something that is pervasive, that's mm-hmm. influencing lots of other areas of your
right.
life.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be a time when you need to get help. You may need to get some assistance in trying to figure it out. Because
right.
if it's, you know, what some of the examples that we've given so far, you have hopefully been able to narrow it down and identify something pretty specific that you need to address. You may still need help. You may still
right.
need therapy or treatment, especially if it's life-threatening, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it's a particular task at work, and unless you quit that job and do something else, you're not going to be able to get away from it. You may need therapy or treatment
right.
of some sort.
Yeah, I think there are probably two times when you may want to seek some assistance. One is if it is generalized,
right.
you know, that if you're anxious everywhere,
mm-hmm.
that it's not a specific anxiety,
right.
it's not a specific fear
mm-hmm.
or a specific phobia.
Right.
You're just generally anxious every place. You may want to get some help
right.
for that. If you're generally depressed everywhere,
mm-hmm.
at home, at work, when you're with family, then that's a problem where you may want to seek some assistance.
Yeah.
The other time is if you identify that it's a person, but you've tried some things and they're not working, then you may want to seek some professional assistance
right.
to solve that specific problem. So I think those are the two times when your body is sort of telling you that maybe it's time to seek
mm-hmm.
some assistance.
Right. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of build onto that just a little bit, we don't treat people a lot, or we don't see people a lot who have very specific
That's
issues.
Right.
You know,
right.
if you have, like we talk about people who have a fear of flying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't know that I have ever had a patient who had a fear of flying.
I've had one in 40 years.
And the reason for that is because, you know, if that's the only
mm-hmm.
thing that you're stressed about, if that's the only thing that you have an issue with, you just don't do that.
Right.
And then you're okay. There's
that's
there's
right.
no issue.
Yeah, if
when
you
it's generalized, that's the problem.
If you have a fear of roller coasters, stay off roller coasters.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like to go to certain restaurants, don't go to those restaurants.
Right. Okay. So when it's really specific like that, it's a little bit easier. But I think that the spirit of the question from the listener, though, mm-hmm. is, you know, it is how to, if you're experiencing problems, if you're experiencing issues, sometimes it's difficult to even go through this process.
Oh.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes it's difficult to even mm-hmm. just kind of clear your mind enough to be able to process it and think about it. And maybe, I think that...
Maybe that's the third mm-hmm. prompt.
Right.
You know, that you just can't sort it out.
Right.
You know, you kind of know what it is, but you just can't mm-hmm. unscramble the eggs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, you know, a lot of times patients will come in and we'll talk about, well, you know, yeah. we need to address, you know, these three lifestyle things, eating, right. your diet, your exercise, your sleep, and we need to work on these skills. And, you know, they do ask, well, where do I start? And that it's a little overwhelming.
Right.
You know, when you give somebody, it's like I always equate it to going to the dentist, and you leave, you know, you go to the dentist the first time and you leave and they give you this list of things that we have to do this.
Right.
And it's like, and then there's that bottom line money amount. And it's right. like, okay, we're not going to do any of that.
Too many zeros on that.
That's right.
So, yeah, but you're right. People, couples will come in and they'll say, mm-hmm. "We don't know. We're not sure what the problem is."
Right.
You know, and that's really the third prompt.
Yeah,
is if you can't sort it out, get somebody to triage it.
Right.
To get your priorities in order.
Right.
Which one do you want to take? Which one is, you know, if one of these is going to lead to divorce, that's the one you want to do first.
Right.
So get some help sorting out which one you should address first.
Right.
And work your way down the list.
Yeah. And even if you're, you know, if you're in that situation where it's like, okay, I know I need to address my sleep. I know I need to exercise more. I know I need to eat better. Mm-hmm. I know I need to learn relaxation techniques.
Right.
And I know, you know, on and on and on. And you think, okay, you know, what we're really talking about is I've got to change mm-hmm. my entire life.
Right.
Right. So where do I start with that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the place to start, what we typically recommend, the place to start is whatever is easiest for you.
Yeah.
Because you do have a lot that you mm-hmm. may have to change.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to pick the most challenging thing first.
Right.
Because remember what we've talked about before, motivation comes from success.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not finding success, your motivation is going to drop considerably.
That's right.
And you're not going to keep with it. So if it's easier for you to just say, you know what? For right now, every evening I'm just going to go for a 30-minute walk.
Right.
If that's the easiest thing to do before mm-hmm. changing your diet and changing anything else,
right.
do that. If it's easier for you to just say, you know what, every night at 10 o'clock I'm going to go to bed,
mm-hmm.
start there.
Right.
Whatever it is, you know, keep your list of things that you have to work
mm-hmm.
on,
mm-hmm.
but just sort of put them in order of what's going to be the easiest for
right.
you to do and start there.
That's what we advise parents do that with children who are, you know, parents are going to say, well, everything is wrong. You
right.
know, he won't do anything we ask him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I start? You know, well, you can't address everything.
Right.
So you take the easiest one first
mm-hmm.
and get some success.
Right.
You know, start with the easy stuff.
Right.
Don't start with the hardest task.
Right.
You're tempted to. You know,
right.
you want to say, well, let me deal with this because it's no. Start with the easy one
mm-hmm.
and work toward the hard ones.
Right.
And you'll find that as you get that process into place, the hard ones may become less difficult.
Right.
Because you're succeeding. You and your child are experiencing some success and some cooperation.
Absolutely.
And the other problems might just go away on their own.
Absolutely.
So start with the easy stuff. Some people call it low-hanging fruit. Uh-huh. But start with the easy things first where you can have some successes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with that, mm-hmm. you will find that then you can, once you create some of those new routines and new schedules, then you can add on
right.
other things. And you'll find that the other things will just come naturally. If you're
right.
you know, going for a 30-minute walk every night, it's going to be easier to go to sleep a little bit earlier mm-hmm. on time. And so some of these things are just going to sort of naturally work together.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely get help if you need to organize that. Because,
to organize your list.
Yeah,
that's
because,
right.
you
that's
know...
Right.
It is difficult if you're in a home with four other people
mm-hmm.
and you're making this change, but nobody else is changing. That's tough.
Especially with food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
that's
with diet.
That's a tough one.
So I hope that's helpful.
It was good.
It's, mm-hmm. it is a challenge. It is tough because anytime we talk about change, anytime we talk about trying to fix something in our lives, we have to talk about change. And anytime we talk about change...
Change is difficult.
It's difficult. Right. So, and you got to figure out where to start. So if you have any other questions about it, or if you have any strategies that's worked for you, you know, let us know. Write to us. You can get in touch with us in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm. We always look forward to hearing from you. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and iTunes and...
Somebody asked me the other day, where can I find these things? And so I went down the list.
It seems like it's everywhere.
Went down the list. They said, oh, so I won't have a problem then.
Yeah.
So.
And make sure you know, if you follow us on iTunes, we have a link in the show notes. Click that link and, you know, write us a review, rate us so that we can just keep getting the word out to more and more people, get more and more people involved in talking about this stuff. So, all right. That's it. So until next time,
today.
I'm Dr. Bernie.
I'm Dr. Richard.
Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.